thinking, all right, I don't, won't get too many more of the, I'm sure there will be a future time when Bob and Shelley will be right here. It's like, okay, my parting shot. She's probably thinking, Danny's a rolling sermon. It's like, he's got like one topic. It's probably true. And I hope it's true, you know. So I'm thinking, okay, what's my, you're going, what do you, go, blah, you know, go, ego, do this. And because you're going to be looking for new connections, new tribe of people. I mean, God bless your tribe. We'll pray over that too, buddy. But, and it's like the last few weeks we've been talking about faith. It might be, and really trying to like maybe redefine it, get our heads around it better than just being a church word. Yeah. And I remember saying a couple weeks ago, and we, some kind of excursion of this, of the inevitable consequence of living by faith is miraculous. Mm. It's just our normal, right? And if we're getting good at this, if we're starting to grow and learn, it really does start to look like our normal. We actually, you're not thinking twice about it. You know, you kind of know your response system sort of kicked in. It's like muscle memory. Oh, I know what to do here. And so it's like there's only one Eric. There's only one Shelley. I mean, there's only one Lisi. You've got life experiences that nobody else has had. That's what makes you you're the perfect person for Ogden. Mm-hmm. Because you have something that there is literally, I don't care how many people are there. I don't know if it's a half a million, a million, two. I don't care. You're the only one that's had your experiences.
Right.
Right? You're also the only one that's had whatever. These things that you've kind of rooted up here, my understanding, my thought life, my patterns, my memories, the things that I said, oh yeah, I'm gonna hang on to that one, that's true. Mm-hmm. My understanding, right? Totally unique. Mm-hmm. Get it? I mean, you're totally unique. Right? So there's this thing that says, I've got my natural understanding, I've got my experiences, what do I do with it, right? What do I do with that? And scripture would tell you that you're going to, those things are sort of like these building blocks that you're going to be hanging on to. But what's the thing that's going to like wrap around that and say, okay, from those two building blocks, we're going to put on this set of these glasses, we're going to put on this consciousness, this awareness, and we're going to go live, right? You can put on Kingdom of God glasses and say, here's my experience, my understanding. What would God do? What's the kingdom? What's this kingdom reality look like based on my unique things I bring to the table? And there are only two realities. The other one is, well, I'm gonna choose to just use this age, this place, you know? So there's God's kingdom and there's other. There's God, there's Satan, there is kingdom of light, kingdom of darkness. That's really it. So I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna choose a life response based on, here's my experiences, here's my understanding. Now I'm gonna go, what am I gonna wrap around it, right? So there's this, I'm trying to figure out how I live. What are my steps here? So how do we engage that? So what's our assignment? Right? 1 John 3:8 says this, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy, finish it.
Schemes of the devil.
Yeah. That's why he came. That's, boy, that's a pretty, that sums it all up. Here you go, here's another one. 1 John 4:17 says this, as he is,
so are we.
So are we. Remember the two questions?
Who is he?
Who am I? Who is he? Who am I? I came, right? Here's why I came, to destroy the works of the devil. Who am I? Just as he is, so am I. Mm-hmm. And then 14:12 says, okay, John 14:12 says, okay, so what's my lens? I'm going to bring my building blocks together. He says, he who believes in me, the works that I do,
so shall
he do. He'll do also, right?
Yep.
There you go. Bob just recently got a new HR job description, mm-hmm. right? This is your job. Are you accepting this job? Here are your assignments. Mm-hmm. The only justifiable model, only justifiable model for living is Jesus. And he had a job description. We just read it, but other verses break it down. When he says to go destroy the works of the devil, he breaks it down. Oh, heal the sick.
Yeah.
Raise the dead.
Yes.
Cast out demons. Cleanse lepers. Open blind eyes. Pray for the deaf. Mm. Right? So we have this thing, you're like, wait. That's a pretty big job description, right? So here's challenge one. Go to your new place. You're trying to find your peeps. I got my experiences I'm bringing to the table, got my understanding, but now I'm going to always, Paul tells us, we're always going to be challenged. And how do I interpret now? I'm always going to be challenged, right? Because one of the reasons we don't automatically get it and go, that's my new job description is the reason we struggle believing it is we have to have grace, right, to see things from his perspective, God's perspective, heaven's perspective, revelation, right? We need grace to see things from his perspective because it all gets down to what are we agreeing with, right? Mm. Every thought in my life, every thought, sitting here scrolling Facebook, I'm trolling online. Every thought is saying, I'm agreeing with God or the enemy. Every thought. I'm coming into agreement with heaven's perspective or other.
Right.
Kingdom of this age, okay? Every thought. Do you know, and I've said this before, that there's a Hebrew word for seeing, right? The Hebrew word for agreement, I mean, actually means to see. Mm-hmm. The Hebrews say, what do you agree? You know, I'm coming into agreement. We're saying, I see it the way you see it. We agree.
Right.
That's what agreement is. I see it the way you see it, right? How does heaven see it? Oh, I see it like heaven sees it. I'm coming into agreement, okay? Why is that important? Because how I see reality, how that choice of agreement, it's going to impact what I'm thinking about, and it's going to impact how I live, my choices, right? Paul said this in Romans 12 too. That's why he says this whole battle is about this renewed mind. What's our mind doing? I'm trying to decide, am I agreeing with this? Am I agreeing with this? Paul says, stop agreeing with this. This transformation comes this way, right? By agreeing with him. So everything, Bob, is about seeing and agreeing with God's perspective. So I'll tell you this before you go. Jesus was able to do everything he did. Everything he did for two reasons, okay? heaven, number one, heaven was the reality he lived in.
Right.
That's my experiences, that's my understanding. I'm going to choose, I'm going to wrap this in with this reality, with this perspective. Jesus never left heaven's perspective, right? Your number one challenge, right? For all of you, right? Is to, that's my, how did Jesus do it? He stayed in that reality, stayed in that perspective. Number two, the reason Jesus did it was because God authorized him. You could say God handed Jesus the baton and said, go do these things. Right? We've been handed this baton to go. We've been given the same authority. So just like Jesus, am I agreeing with this reality? And am I accepting that I have the authority to go do this, right? Because again, the way you see reality determines everything about how we think and live. Proverbs 4:23 says this. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Let me read it again, Proverbs 4:23. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Okay? Here's another one in Proverbs. Where there's no vision, people perish.
Yeah.
Right? So where there's what do we say about that Hebrew word vision? It's about right? It's about agreement. When I'm not in agreement and I'm not sharing heaven's reality, right? What it says? When there's no prophetic revelation, what do you call it?
Just revelation.
Right? When there's no revelation, right? Or this kingdom perspective, right? You're gonna. I end up walking in circles. I'm sort of like struggling to know purpose. Why am I here? In fact, I think when it says the people perish, I think that's what it's saying. It's like, I don't know why I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't have a goal. I don't have an objective. I'm sort of like. I'm walking in circles. I'm not engaged. I'm not bringing my strength to the table, to the battle, to the fight at all, because I'm like, why? Right? How about this thought? So where there's no vision, the people perish. What would the verse say for you if you said, where there is vision, the people
flourish.
How about you?
Thrive.
Thrive. Where there is vision, the people what, Dave?
Grow. Yeah.
Where there is vision, people are praying for miracles.
Where there is vision, there's freedom.
Freedom. Right? Where there is vision, there's freedom. Mm-hmm. And we could probably put a dozen sermons on the table right there. Right? If we're a people that choose to see like...
Yeah.
Heaven sees, see like God sees. When we come into agreement with our assignment, all of a sudden it's like, ooh, now I have vision for my life. Now I know what to do. I know what to do this week, right? The key about it all is, it's like we've got to see like God sees, right?
It's funny that the flesh always has an idea. It's always better than that idea. Mm-hmm. And really, every day we get up with it, it's got something to say about something.
Hey.
You know, I mean, even if it doesn't line up accordingly, sometimes you just have to tell it to
shut up. Eric and I have had this conversation in my office a dozen times about work. Because vision's a powerful thing. It motivates us. It motivates us to do great things. It motivates us to give our energy and our time.
Yeah.
You sit here and go, I can tolerate a bunch of nonsense if I know where we're going.
Right.
Yeah.
I can, a lot of, no, don't say it. yeah, that stuff.
Yeah, say it.
A lot of the junk that just gets in the way and you're like, oh my gosh, stop. But you're like, as long as I know where we're going, then I can take, I've got this thing inside of me that can muscle through and get there. So vision's like this, it's this motivator. It keeps us going when there doesn't appear to be anything left in the tank.
Yeah.
Right? I got nothing left to give here, but it's like, but I know, God, here's what you see, here's what you've said, here's what, and you could put that, you could write that story for your workplace. You could write it for your marriages. You could write it for your kids' lives. Right? This thing about, it's how you deal with challenges in life. It's how you deal with painful events.
Right.
Right?
Is like, this thing Danny, about, so we're getting some new stuff at work, okay? It's happening. So we have some people that are saying it won't ever happen. So it's kind of like when God pulled his people out of Pharaoh's hands and they were complaining, right? Even though he did all these things for them. I still got, there's people at work and they're going, we don't want it because that's responsibility. Mm-hmm. I'm going, why not? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And they don't want it, Danny. But it's happening.
I can tell you, right? God's
no vision.
God's vision will motivate you to do great things. Right?
It's not easy.
So that's why in Hebrews it says, fix your eyes on Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Just fix your eyes on Jesus because it tells you why it goes on to say, this is how he dealt with the most painful thing in his life.
Right, right, right.
This is how he dealt with confronting the cross, right? So,
this ain't when Moses was trying to help his people, and they don't want it. So I can understand him. What did he do? Crack that rock, or what did he do? he hit it more than once. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I get it. You know.
Colossians says this: set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. What are we doing? I'm choosing my reality.
Right.
Yeah.
Kingdom of God reality, Satan, darkness, right?
Yeah.
Right? How about this in Philippians? He says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm doing is aligning my perspective. Don't get caught that this is a set of scales here that's measuring you for performance. I haven't read enough. I haven't been good enough. I'm not acting holy enough. No, they're calibration verses. It's just reminding you, where's your vision? Where's your perspective? What are you agreeing with? Right? It's just, and they're not meant to shit. They're not meant to make you go, oh, I'm worthless. No, it's like, wow, I've been agreeing with the wrong thing. That's it.
Yeah.
I've been agreeing with the wrong thing. Man, God, forgive me. Boom. Repentance is, I've been agreeing with the wrong thing. I'm going to agree with your perspective. Done. Repentance.
Yeah.
Over. Right?
Yeah.
Course correction.
Course correction. Right? So.
Oh, simple.
So it's like, I just want to ask God. It's like, God, we just want to have your vision. We just want to have your vision of us. God, we want to have your vision of this. Right? The stuff that's in front of us. Because I can guarantee you, without this kingdom perspective, without this revelation, right? If you have a revelationless vision, right? We're struggling. We don't know. God, it's like, God, I need your prophetic revelation to expand our ability to see life from God's perspective, right? All we're doing is like, it's not about, God, I just want to have a world view. It's like, I want to grow in this understanding of my identity and my purpose, right?
Right.
So I'll stop with this. It's like, how do we live? I know what his perspective is. I'm choosing that today. I know what my assignment is. I'm agreeing with it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's given me authority. I'm going to say yes to it.
Mm-hmm.
So today, as we just kind of get ready for the tomorrows, get ready for the unknowns, God, we ask for just perfect vision. Your vision, good vision, God, clear vision. Heaven's vision, heaven's perspective. God, heaven's perspective.
Thanks, God.
So can we do one thing? I just want to do communion. It's just as a way of just, but we're going to do it in kind of a weird way. Well, it's not
weird way, all right.
It's not weird.
Can I hand it out?
Yes, hand it out. Because
so I'm going to be churchy.
We're going to do communion with Jesus at the center, but praying for Bob and Shelly.
Yeah.
Kind of our way of sending them out.
Shake up your Jesus.
Shake up, yeah, here.
Shake up your Jesus.
Shake up. They were head sediments, I noticed before.
It's grape juice.
No, thank you. You know, shake and not stir.
So I will admit, Bob Shelley, I fluctuate between you suck.
That's not the first time we've heard this.
And gay you.
And gay us. We've heard that too.
So I'm still working on that. No, actually, you know, that's not true. But I told her, I said, you're two of the bravest people I know. Because you're doing what you're doing.
Yep.
Holy smokes. The easiest thing would be...
Don't go anywhere, don't do anything, don't look out.
That's the easiest choice.
Yeah. But then we'll perish because we'll have no vision.
So the absolute heart...
It's a stretch, it is stretching.
It is!
Cool.
I totally get it. And. So as much as you suck, as much as you suck,
more times.
You're also our heroes because you're sort of giving us permission to, maybe I can think differently about something.
Dream.
Maybe I can dream.
Right.
We can sit here and go, California, you're dead to me. Or we can go, God, I don't know what my story is, but.
Let's make a story.
Let's make a story, God. So here's the stuff I've got to deal with, and so so as we go down our, you know, as we kind of look to you and try to, and we're gonna follow and find out how's it going, and we may be asking things like, are you meeting anybody, and we may have to like poke you and say, well, you have to actually get out of the house.
Right.
And go do something to meet somebody. You know, you're going to have to maybe get uncomfortable, and we may challenge you and say, how's that new work group going that you can go do a social thing with? How's that new church?
Right.
Have you gone and tried this? Maybe you're looking for a home church. I don't know. But part of us, you're our extended family, so we get to go, how's it going? Tell us what you learned. Tell us what you discovered.
Right.
Okay, here we go, folks. We've got some theater material for us. Like, here's what I can do. Here's what we can be, right? One of those things, guys, was why he did this. Why was his body broken? Why was it thrashed like this? Why did he allow that to happen?
Healing.
You know what?
For us.
And it's like, it's almost like when you get so stuck in this other vision, you see no alternative but spinning in circles. You see nothing but torment and darkness. You see nothing but, I will say, gnashing of teeth, right? And all of a sudden, the great disruptor comes. But he has to step in the midst of that mess, that darkness, to disrupt, right?
Yeah.
But even in all of this, that we say, nothing ever wins here.
Yeah.
He says, watch me win.
Right.
Watch me win in darkness. And so the worst thing possible could happen, right, was he willingly said, I'll go to that place to show you what victory looks like coming out of that place, right? So he took a beating for us, He was, you know, scourged for us, whipped for us, for our rescue, for our disruption. Mm-hmm. So you would be, something inside of you gets confronted, right? Mm-hmm. So we take communion today. It's just a reminder of, like, the whole worship this morning was just how much he loves us.
Right.
And so it's hard for us to see this one. But it's like, I would just encourage you today. He says, I broke my body for you, for your healing, for your breakthrough, for your freedom, for your waking up in Jesus' name. Take the bread. Here's the next challenge. All right, it's what we were talking about this morning. You get to choose your reality. You get to choose which perspective. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, you're going to, it's hard sometimes. And it's easy to pick up familiar patterns. It's easy to pick up, well, this is what I know. I'm just going to do that. And so God says, I sent the Holy Spirit for that very purpose, that you're going to have a hard time here wanting to go back and pick up that old weight. You're going to go back into that, even though you can't imagine stepping into this place of just this dark, visionless, perishing space. But until we get this perspective that just washes us and we just, all we can see is the joy of heaven, we struggle with that. And so he sends the Holy Spirit and says, I'm here to comfort you when that's the struggle for you. I'm here to remind you when you're starting to lean that direction. I'm here to counsel you, right? To help steer you away. I'm here to kind of like highlight the joy of heaven, the fruit of a Holy Spirit and the power of Holy Spirit, right? And so his blood, he says, is the gift of the new covenant, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so when our understanding, when our thoughts, our experiences are starting to line up wrong, Holy Spirit just kind of like realigns us, right? His blood just kind of like comes in and like washes us back into this place, almost like this wave. So Bob and Shelley, right? Holy Spirit, like a wave, like washing through your neighborhoods, your new neighborhood, your new house. He's setting it up as a new place of his presence. It's actually, his glory is already inhabiting that place right now. Mm-hmm. It's there before you, right? So as you go there, it's almost like this beacon in the place that your street's being healed right now because mm-hmm. of the presence of Jesus in your house. Right, and it just cascades throughout your neighborhoods. Don't be intimidated by the overwhelming number of Mormons and whatever their beliefs are. They're wonderful, good people, and so we pray that the Holy Spirit overwhelms them too, so that the love of Jesus kind of just cascades explosively in front of you. So we would even be so bold to pray for prophetic vision for both of you. That you'll, as you step into this new place, that all of a sudden you find yourselves, I've never heard this clear before. I'm hearing God like I've never heard. I remember this season 10 years ago where I felt this way. And all of a sudden you're like, it's flooding back. and maybe it's you're hearing words again. Maybe, Bob, you didn't feel like a prophesier before. But all of a sudden you're like, I can't get this out of me. I'm hearing fresh words from the Lord. I have to release these. And he gives you places to release those words in comfortable, good, encouraging ways. That even at work, you know, you don't have to be uber religious. You're just releasing the power of heaven in that place. So we just pray for the prophetic increase over both of you.
Yeah.
Like there's just this new wave. And maybe, Shel, I'm thinking about just the praying, the gift of healing. Right, it's been all over you, and so what does it look like to be ignited? What does it look like to be accelerated? what is that, that gift of healing? You know, like it's gonna come, like he pours gas on embers today in Jesus' name. So as we take communion this morning, remembering the gift of Holy Spirit, the gift of new covenant, this wave washing over us, as we're taking communion, thanking Jesus for that gift, we by extension are just like releasing this over you today. It's like a, it's like your family over you, right? The gift of Holy Spirit before you. So guys, take the juice in Jesus' name. So I don't mean to say you suck, but
no, we keep hearing it over here. We're okay.
Let's with you guys, let's just, before we break, you sit down. You two sit down. Can we just put hands on them?
Yeah.
That's just for just a moment.
Where do you want us?
Right there.
Oh, right here.
Yeah. Just stay there.
I think it says be still and know still.
Still.
Yep. Here we are. It's almost like it's like we're all touching heaven right now.
Thanks.
And by extension, it's you touching you through us. So there's like this this web of Holy Spirit around you right now. Your very being, it's sort of like fused with us, right? This family. So we bless
you.
We bless you both. And we thank you for your gift to us. We thank you for being in our life, for being part of us, giving your hearts to us. We thank him for tears together. God. We thank him for laughing together, for good food together. So now, almost like a plow, God, we break the ground in front of them in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Through hard soil, God, it's broken today. In Jesus' name. The soil that's dying of nutrients all of a sudden today, it's rich, deep soil. Things just grow in it. So we ask for his favor to be upon you.
Thanks, God.
Deep favor. That your bodies are protected. That you're strong, physically strong, but mentally strong too. There's just a resilience in you. And so we ask for increase.
Thanks, God.
Your finances just explode with his goodness. That friends surround you, you're like, what just happened? For an instant, they were surrounded by friends. And they loved your portion.
Thanks, God.
God, thank you for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks for that.
I just pray a resilience, and I keep hearing the word propagation. Like how some plants propagate so easily. And it doesn't matter, you snip them off and wherever you plant them, they grow the same thing that they've always been. So I just pray that over you guys, that the things that God has done and the paths that you have walked and the remembering that comes along with that of who God is and what he's done. And so just a resilience and an ease of growth into new areas and new soils, and a thriving too, that that it's not just a little bit. And it's also for the purpose of propagating and repropagating.
Yeah.
That where you guys go, that you will be doing that, planting things, parts of yourself into a community around you. So
yeah.
I just pray Holy Spirit over that and encouragement that comes with that and the fuel and the sustenance that comes along with that and the healthy soil that comes with that and
right.
and just renewing your minds to all that God has shown you for the purpose of, and then we get to fill in the blanks, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And also for your job. If there's no anxiety, all these years with the Navy, now you're stepping into another environment, the Air Force. But it just, it seems
right,
that there's just the brilliance of who you are, the creativity of who you are, just kind of like flourishes there. And there's just no, there's no intimidation in that place. You do well in that place. Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're good. Look at that. You only suck a little. Oh, I didn't see Luke there. I said that.
Yeah, when you guys.